from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And here we go. We're off on Tua Tuesday. It is 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with executive producer Mac Morey on a Tuesday. Tuesday.
I like Tuesdays.
We
it's
know.
Naked Tuesday for us.
No secret. The NFL week is officially week one is in the books.
Done, baby. Done.
It's over. It is officially time to move on from all your expectations, all your critical thinking, your armchair quarterbacking. We are on to week two.
We are finally on to week two, and I think the biggest takeaway from week one is the Chiefs are by far the best team in the NFL, and I don't really know who that second best team is.
Sure
you can make
you
the case for Baltimore. Nope. You can make the case for San Francisco.
Bingo, nailed it.
Other than that, Dusty, I don't know that anybody's in the conversation right now after 1 week of the NFL of a team that could be in contention with the Chiefs when it comes to the top of this league, other than those two teams. And to me, this league has shown in week one, it is very top heavy right now. You've got three really good teams at the top, and then you got everybody else jockeying for position there at the bottom from 4 to 32, you know?
I think there are four teams in the NFL that have solidified in 1 week that they're the focal point of where everything kind of lies. I think your top two teams are the two teams that represent each other in the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. I think the Chiefs are far and away the better team in the AFC. I think San Francisco proved it last night. For many reasons, why they are the best team in the NFC. Brock Purdy looks the same.
Yep.
Deebo Samuel looks like he can still be a weapon. And they were a late scratch to Christian McCaffrey,
wow,
which I think took a lot. And we'll get into that. But I'm just trying to explain why I think these are the two best teams.
Yeah.
And maybe we will have a repeat. I mean, I'm okay with it. I would love to see it. I wouldn't hate it. But I think the number one team in the NFL is the Chiefs, and I think the tier two, 1A, 1B, are the Chiefs and the Niners. I think the next two best teams, like if I had to look into a crystal ball and tell you what the AFC Championship game might be and what the NFC Championship game might be, as of right now, I think it could be Kansas City versus Baltimore, and I think it could be San Francisco versus Detroit.
So basically, we're still sitting where we were a year ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that, actually.
Which doesn't happen very often. In the NFL, I remember last year, a lot of people thought it was going to be Philadelphia, Kansas City repeat in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But look, I mean, there's not a lot of teams out there in the NFL, at least in week one, that like when I sat back, like Miami had spurts. Mm-hmm. Like when Miami got a turnover and then the very next play, it was like Tyreek Hill, 80 yards. I'm like, that could be a team that could be somewhere surprisingly in the AFC Championship game. And I know there's people driving to work, rolling their eyes going, come on, Dusty, Tua in cold weather. I'm just saying from what I've seen in week one.
Buffalo, well, they could play all their games down south and then have to play the championship game up here too, you know?
Which doesn't mean they're not going to be in the championship game.
Right.
But again, I think from what we saw from at least when we did the cover two, my thing was, can Houston maintain And they fought with Indianapolis, which that's going to be a battle for the years to come with C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, yeah.
That could just be fun to watch. But my other thing was, who's the NFC team that sticks out? Detroit and the Rams went to overtime. That was a divisional round game last year. They looked like they were neck and neck, you know, whatever. There's a lot of emotion there, obviously, with the two quarterbacks and the trades. But San Francisco, man, you lost your best player right before the game, which apparently they knew Friday night.
Right.
But they still won 32-19, and that's not a bad Jets defense.
Well, that Jets defense was empty for nine plays where Sauce Gardner was sitting on the sidelines, right, or whoever it was sitting on the sidelines last night for the Jets. But that score 32-19 isn't even indicative of the way that game was played. At no point in time did I think the Jets were ever part of that football game, right? And for the 49ers to do it without Christian McCaffrey the way that they did was pretty impressive. I think that's a really impressive win. I mean, if you take the best player away from every team in the NFL, how many of them are still going to go out there and have an opportunity to put on a performance offensively like San Francisco did last night? Not many of them are going to do that, right? And so that was a big time win, I thought, for San Francisco. I thought the Jets looked exactly like I thought the Jets were going to look, an overhyped machine that went out there and fell absolutely flat on their face. They couldn't get it done on offense. They couldn't get it done on defense last night. There's already pouting and infighting going on, you know, on the Jets sidelines. You've got Hassan Reddick, who's still holding out and doesn't appear to be showing up anytime soon in New York. Coach Rogers is really battling for his job right now as a head coach there in New York, because that team that he assembled as general manager is not performing well at all. And yeah, he's the head coach, he's the GM, he's the team captain, he's everything but the owner of that team last night. And I didn't see anything spectacular at all out of the Jets. I thought San Francisco looked very good last night. And again, tip of the cap to Kyle Shanahan for getting this team ready among, I guess, I don't want to say scandal. Mike Florio's now new whipping boy is going to be, I think, the San Francisco 49ers, because he is peeved at the injury situation and the way things went down with Christian McCaffrey over the weekend. But they did a nice job of recovering from Christian McCaffrey not being in the lineup. I mean, that's a devastating blow when you lose your best player by far, and he's not going to be part of what you're trying to do on offense, and you don't seemingly miss a beat, and you score 32 points, which is one of the higher point totals of the weekend, you know, in the NFL. So I thought San Francisco really played well last night. They impressed the hell out of me, and the Jets did exactly what I thought they were going to do. They'd be all there for the fanfare before the game, and then once the game starts, they'd revert to a 40-year-old man playing quarterback that was just very average at best.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was a lot of just average quarterback play in week one.
A lot of average quarterback play. A lot of bad quarterback play, too.
And that's, you know, that's just kind of the way that some things go week one. Nobody is literally going to be a, you know, show up front runner.
Right.
But it's nice to know that of the teams that we've seen, Kansas City, San Francisco, Baltimore, Detroit, I think that's your first four. I think those will be your top four power rankings.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And, you know, even, you know, some people could be out there like the text line, San Francisco is better, Dallas is better than the Chiefs. I don't believe that.
Well, how is Dallas better than the Chiefs? Dallas is a very marginal
team. Well,
that's
according to the 913.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And, you know, I think that when you look at the best teams, they're the ones that have kind of the total package, like the Lex Luger sort of thing, is that, you know, Kansas City's defense is way above average. Mm-hmm. Their offense is also above average, and they're coached by somebody who kind of has a cool, calm, collected, you know it all, Andy Reid. You look at San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan has his system.
Yep.
The look that he is leaning into is something I could get into for 20 minutes. That hair and that hat, is it looks like he spent all summer as a roadie for Morgan Wallen. And that's fine. He can live his life. But he has his sort of play. He has his sort of, like, his way that he coaches, and it works in that system. And then you look at Dan Campbell. He has given everybody the punch in Detroit. They have all drank it, and it is effective, and it is contagious, and it's working. And you look at John Harbaugh. Look, like the Harbaughs or not, there's a reason he's been there for 17 years.
Yeah,
there's a reason why he's
yeah.
successful. And those are the same teams that all have that same thing in common. And Kansas City just so happens to be a little bit better than all the others because they've actually proven they can get it done, right? They can win the Super Bowl. They can get all the way to the championship game and actually win it. And I do think, non-biased, non-Kansas City media guy, I do think the Chiefs are the better team of everyone in the top four that we've listed because of the fact They have a rookie wide receiver who looks like he's wise beyond his years. They have a second-year receiver who looks like he could be a 1,200-yard, a 1,300-yard receiver. And they have a receiver that we've yet to see that's a veteran, and they have a veteran tight end and a quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. So adding all of that, but then looking at around the league to see after week one, who can we focus on to say who's the top teams? I think it's Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, Baltimore, in maybe that order. Maybe you can flip Detroit and Baltimore depending on what you see.
Yeah, depending on how you want to rank it. But Kansas City's on top because they're better than everybody else at the most important positions in all of football. I got a text on Friday afternoon as I was working out over at the J talking to the good folks over there, and it was from Zach Gelb, who does the afternoon show on the Infinity Sports Network right now, right? National radio show. And he goes, rank these guys of their importance to me in Kansas City. I want to get it from a local. And it was Reed, it was Mahomes, it was Kelce, and it was Chris Jones. And I saw his list, and quite honestly, I said, you've got the list wrong. It starts with Brett Veach, then it goes to Andy Reid, then it goes to Patrick Mahomes, then it's Travis Kelce, then it's Chris Jones. You've got to put Brett Veach on top of that list. Any conversation about why this team is good really begins and ends with him, because he is that personnel guy who delivers these players to Andy Reid, right? And Brett Veach has done an unbelievable job. But that's why the Chiefs are on top, and that's why nobody else right now can hold a candle to them, because they are better at every position that matters on the field and off the field than everybody else in the National Football League. I know the football writers like to wax poetically about the guy in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman, that everybody's a ball washer for that guy. Brett Veach is better than Howie Roseman. He's got more Super Bowls. It's a fact. Prove it. Andy Reid is the best head coach in this league. Travis Kelce's the best tight end in this league. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in this league. And Chris Jones is arguably the best interior defensive tackle on that league, in this league. When you have all of those guys in those key positions that are just better than everybody else at what they do in this league, that's how you maintain yourself on top. And I've said it for years, Dusty, is that quarterback coach combination. That's what you have to look at when you go into a game. And this Robert Sala, Aaron Rodgers, coach quarterback combination just doesn't do it for me. And in fact, I was bored watching Aaron Rodgers last night. And I think he finally got to the point where he was going to play after 2 years of really not playing in a football game. And he had a couple of nice throws, but for the most part, he was a pedestrian quarterback last night that I was bored watching, and it didn't jump off like, oh my God, this is Aaron Rodgers. I thought the San Francisco 49ers did an amazing job of bottling up that offense, not letting the running game get going, not letting Garrett Wilson get going, not letting Aaron Rodgers get going. Their offensive line for the Jets was a mess. I mean, that thing's going to implode sooner rather than later in Jersey, and I'm here for that. I am getting my popcorn ready for that Jets implosion that begins today. As soon as you flip on ESPN, I'm sure they'll all be losing their minds that the Jets got housed last night.
Interesting side note, yesterday I think we were all kind of taken back whenever we got the notification on Twitter that Christian McCaffrey wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
Jordan Mason was asked about it after the game. Quite interesting.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Just skip that question. Yeah. The initial answer.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When I found out, maybe Friday night, you know, something like that. I was always prepared. I mean, when
did you? And the reason that he's upset and responds this way.
That question right there is why I'm at.
Because now he knows that San Francisco will be investigated because maybe they hid some sort of injury report. And if you want some sort of story to fall back on, to give reference, to be like, Dusty, you're out of your mind, you're talking out of your ass, I'm not. Go look at last year with Joe Burrow's situation. Shows up to the game with the cat, like the little hand,
yeah,
the injury tape. And then in the post game, he has a different sort of tone. I found out Friday. Then all of a sudden, the NFL's gonna be like, well, they knew McCaffrey was not going to play Friday, and they knew this kid was going to play, but we didn't get any information until Monday. Something has gone awry. Something's fishy. We're going to investigate you. If you're hiding something, you could forfeit a draft pick, or you could have some sort of issue coming up in the future of your team.
But there's also the opportunity that somebody does get healthier. I mean, it's Friday to Monday, right? Like, I don't think we have to sit here and declare somebody out. Now, Mike Florio is going to take this to federal court, as he already has. There's two major articles he's already written about this today. So just be ready for the Florio downfall. At least he's going after San Francisco at this point. point in time and not worried about Andy Reid retiring or anything like that. So he's going after San Francisco for this. I personally, I don't care. If they told this kid on Friday, hey, chances are you're probably going to have to play on Monday, get ready, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. They don't need to report that because there is still Saturday and Sunday and all day on Monday. That's essentially three full days. Maybe Christian McCaffrey can heal. We don't know the extent of this injury right now.
Shouldn't they put him questionable?
Wow, who the hell cares? They did put him questionable.
The NFL cares. The opponent should care too.
They did put him on as questionable. Mike Florio's arguing they should have put him as doubtful.
Oh, gotcha.
And they had him as questionable on the injury report. And, gotcha. You know, it could go either way, with Christian McCaffrey. I just think sometimes we make a big deal out of, you know, the way that these teams report these injuries. I understand gambling's involved and all of that kind of stuff. And you want to be upfront and open about it because you don't want to tick off your gambling partners. But at the end of the day, I mean, they said he was questionable. So if you're the Jets, you should have been preparing for Christian McCaffrey regardless. And if you prepared for Christian McCaffrey, you should have been able to go out there and stop Jordan Mason because he's not as good as Christian McCaffrey.
But we can all agree that it seemed a little fishy that it was 25 minutes before game time and everybody's like, oh, McCaffrey's not playing.
Well, yeah.
Because if it's something that only shocked a few people, I understand.
Right.
But the entire football nation was like, oh, he's out because all the reports before that were like, his calf is fine, his hamstring's fine, he looks to be playing, he's, you know, limited in practice, but he's going to play.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden it was like, he's not playing. Yeah. He's inactive.
But I'll play devil's advocate on this because I wasn't there. Like, I don't know the extent of the injury. I don't know what rehab he was going through. Something tells me Christian McCaffrey battled his ass off until that 90-minute mark to try to get ready to play in that game last night. And by the time he got to that, you know, 91st minute or however, you know, before you have to announce the inactives, he probably finally went, I can't go, and I'm going to get out. He strikes me as that type of guy with that injury history, with him trying to prove that running backs aren't overpaid all the time because they get hurt. I kind of feel like, and again, that's just my opinion. I feel like he fought his ass off up until the last second to be able to be active.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Waited for that game last night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.